Yesterday marked the 60th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. Many survivors of the Nazi concentration camps are still living, and recently commentator Peter Klein had a chance to interview several of them. When he spoke to residents of the Baycrest Geriatric Center in Toronto, he was surprised to find that many are as anxious about the state of the world today as they are about the brutal memories of their youth.
Toby Cott must be well into her 70s, but you can still see the hint of the beautiful young woman she must have been back during World War II, when she and her sister were sent to Auschwitz. Only she came back. Toby and her friends at the old age home, all survivors, were sitting around reminiscing about those bad old days. They were discussing how worried people were in Poland in the late 30s, but quickly the conversation turned from the war back 6 decades ago to the current war on terrorism. Fela Carmian spent several years in a work camp and lost much of her family, too. She said in a thick Polish accent, "The situation in the world is very, very dangerous. Bin Laden is evil, worse than Hitler," she said, "but he's smarter." The women nodded in agreement. I was there to speak with them about the mental health of genocide survivors and the recent discovery that certain memory triggers can set off panic attacks for them. Nursing home aides have learned not to force residents into the shower, for obvious reasons. Some patients suffer flashbacks when they hear the clop of a nurse's clog or a gruff command from an impatient doctor. All understandable. But I never imagined the state of the world today could be one of these triggers. The conversations I had with the women at Baycrest would drift in and out from the atrocities of the last century to those of this one. As Fella rattled off her concerns about the war in Iraq, the woman next to her interrupted with the memory of a vicious guard dog in the concentration camp. Toby recalled how returning from Auschwitz to her village in Poland was like, as she put it, you went to an empty cemetery without graves. I think the analogy to Ground Zero was inadvertent, but it certainly hit home. I was born around the midpoint of 1938 and 2001, so for me, the connections were all too clear. My father lost much of his family during the Holocaust, and on September 11th, I nearly lost my own family, who were beside the towers when they collapsed. They say children of Holocaust survivors live with an ever-present fear of the world coming to an end, and that day, watching the towers burn from my rooftop in Brooklyn, knowing my wife and 2 small children were just blocks from the buildings, I took the tragedy as strangely inevitable, expected. But to hear the residents at Baycrest tell it, they didn't. These women had apparently built good lives in North America and had happy families, and despite the panic triggers, many were even taking old age in stride. It was the new uncertainty that seemed to get to them. 50 years ago, you knew you were going to end up in the oven, Toby said. Today, it's anybody's guess. So when she sees stories about terrorism on the news, she said, I go a little nuts. Well, Toby, so do I.
Peter Klein is a mental health journalism fellow at the Carter Center and a producer for CBS News.